who wants to go to the moon and why. I wonder how many know about NASA's plan to put a nuclear power plant on the moon? When I first heard about this, it reminded me of an old sci-fi program which was on television years ago. It was called Space 1999, and it had to do with the moon being used to store nuclear waste. Things did not go well. I really don't think burying nuclear waste on the moon is a good idea. This is the result of spent fuel from the nuclear fission process. If we are able to put a nuclear fusion plant on the moon, that would change the entire equation. Fusion power plants will not produce the waste produced by nuclear fission plants. I have to wonder what kind of base NASA is thinking of building on the moon which would require such an enormous power plant. One would think with all the room to put out solar panels we would have no problem powering a reasonable sized base. After all, we use solar arrays on the International Space Station to power it. Could it be the military is thinking about directed energy weapons? I hope this is not the case and we can keep weapons off of the moon. The Nazis had ambitions to become the first spacefaring race from Earth. Their plans for a space station were that of a large wheel which would rotate so it could provide gravity. The plans were developed in 1929 by Hermann Oberth. The station was to have a mirror which would be concave and 100 meters wide. Why would the station have this, you might ask? Was it a telescope mirror which most rational races would install before installing a weapon? No, it was a weapon. A weapon which would harness the sun's rays into a thin stream which could destroy anything it was aimed at. The weapon was named the Sun Gun. This space station was going to be placed much higher than the ISS or International Space Station was. The ISS is 254 miles up, but the Nazi space station would have been 5,100 miles up. The Soviets at one time were the most powerful space race on Earth. They were making all sorts of plans, but their economy just couldn't afford those plans. While they were the biggest country on Earth, they still were only a third world economy. The Soviets were able to send probes to the moon, but they were unmanned. As a matter of fact, they sent one in 1969, the same year we landed men on the moon, but it crashed. The Soviets actually launched 29 moon missions. There have often been stories about the Soviets secretly sending cosmonauts to the moon who didn't survive. In the beginning of the space race, the Soviets were eating our lunch. They were sending probes to the moon and we couldn't even launch small satellites reliably. The Soviets thought they had a secret weapon and his name was Sergei Korolev. He was the inventor of the first ballistic missile. He even designed the spacecraft which launched Gagarin into space, making him the first person to do that. One of the problems with the early Soviet space programs, such as putting men on the moon, was there were several rival space programs running at one time, increasing the cost, and of course each head was a rival of the others. Korolev never forgot that he had differences of opinion with one of the other heads named Glushko, who had gotten Korolev sent to a forced labor camp in the past, so these two men never trusted each other and this had to have affected their working relationship. Both men had another falling out. Unfortunately for Korolev, Glushko controlled the production of rocket engines. You can read the entire story of the problems with the Soviet space program by copying the address in the written article and pasting it into your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use active outside links. Today the competition to build bases on the moon is heating up again. There is a difference, however, and that is we may already have at least one secret base on the moon according to some witnesses. It boils down to it is either our base or an alien one. But I have to say the construction seems to be Earth-like. The existence of the base was testified to on the Disclosure Project. A military messenger went onto a base and walked into a room where an army private was developing photos. The private called him over and said, "Look at this," and showed him a photo of the moon, and that section had a base on it. The messenger left not wanting to get into trouble. There are a lot more actors in the space race today. They are lucky because they don't have to start from scratch and can build upon what has already been done. China is probably the busiest in this area, having sent a rover to the moon. The Chinese make no secret of the fact their aim is to send Chinese astronauts to the moon and build a base there. There are a lot more space powers thinking about the moon, and it could get relatively crowded there in the next couple of generations. There are plenty of countries who have space programs, and a lot of them are interested in the moon. The most active programs exist in the United States, Russia, Europe, Japan, Canada, China, and India. There are also space programs in many other countries which we wouldn't have suspected, such as Bahrain and Algeria, among many others. Why would any country want a base on the moon? There are a lot of reasons for this. First is, whoever controls the moon controls the Earth. Can you imagine a sophisticated weapons system on the moon aimed at a target on Earth? Then there is the prestige of the thing. Being there demonstrates that country is powerful and technologically advanced. Then there is the chance of secret projects which might be easier to hide on the moon from prying eyes. We had promised to send astronauts back to the moon by 2024, but what might be our space policy after the 20th of January 2021? The moon is only the starting place, and it could serve as a cheaper place to launch rockets from going to other planets, since it takes much less fuel to launch since the gravity is so much lower. If we build our rockets on the moon and launch them from there, we might be able to save a lot of money.